Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural healthcare practitioner who will show you alternative paths towards health with a holistic approach. Call in with your questions or comments at 888-235-7374. And now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard.
Good evening to those of you listening to our live broadcast tonight, February 24, 2010. And hello to those of you listening to an internet archive within a few minutes of the show close or rebroadcast some other time. Great you remembered our winter time, Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. here on Achieve Radio. And there is a link on my website. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at Achieve Radio on the Internet. Now, to call into the program, call 888-235-7374. That is 888-235-7374. Or send an instant messages during the show through the link on the Achieve Radio homepage. They call them InQuick messages. Now, please, if you have any problems with the Internet links, give me a call some other time at 866-472-6094. That is 866-472-6094. Now, on this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products, and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapy shared here after consulting with your physician. Now, last Wednesday, my guest was Ariel Antara, OD, Doctor of Optometry, and pH Balance Coach. He talked about how systematic acidosis damages health and lives and what you can do to turn that damage around. Now, if you missed that show, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com, click on the radio link to hear the show. For appointments with me and for general information, call 866-472-6094. That is 866-472-6094. Now, remember, intuitive Monique Chapman visits every second Wednesday of March 2010 with Monique's Moments. Call in. She will share her intuition about you, the economy, and other concerns. Now, remember, you can purchase the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve. For our wellness news. Seems that we had a little bit of a technical difficulty there. I'll repeat what I was saying. Today I'm speaking with John M. Kennedy, as I said, MD, co-author of The 15-Minute Heart Cure, The Natural Way to Release Stress and Heal Your Heart in Just 15 Minutes a Day. Now, at the end of the program, we will discuss the herb oat straw and the asana Upavista Konasana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Okay, yes, this is from Science Daily, March 12, 2009. In a national survey conducted by the University of Minnesota, primary care physicians report that they are more likely to ask patients with autism about complementary alternative medicine, or CAM, use. These physicians also desire more CAM education for this population. The study of 539 U.S. physicians, published recently in the Journal of Autism and Developmental Disorders, explores the attitudes and practices of primary primary care physicians caring for children with autism using CAM treatments. According to the Centers for Disease Control, about 1 in 150 children in the U.S. is affected by autism, and one half of three quarters of these children are being treated with complementary alternative therapies. The National Center for Complementary Alternative Medicine within the National Institutes of Health describes CAM as, quote, a group of diverse medical and healthcare systems, practices, and products that are not generally considered part of conventional medicine, end quote. Physicians in the survey were more likely to ask patients with autism about CAM use compared with children with other chronic conditions. Quote, in light of the high prevalence of CAM used to treat children with autism, it is important that physicians ask about CAM use in the context of routine primary care, end quote, said Dr. Allison Golnick, the study's author. While past surveys indicate that physicians desire more CAM education, this survey indicates they desire CAM education specifically for children with autism. Quote, physicians need access to balanced education that will inform their own recommendations for specific CAM therapies and adequate information to care for families who elect their use, end quote, Golnick said. The study explores physician recommendations when caring for children with autism using CAM. The subset of physicians responding to the survey reported integrating some CAM modalities that may be supported by emerging evidence but need further research. Physicians also reported actively discouraging some forms of CAM that have been refuted by evidence or carry significant risks. For children with autism, the combination of standard medical therapies, CAM, and the complex healthcare system requires a significant level of engagement by the primary care physician. Quote, with the high prevalence of CAM use by children with autism, asking all patients about CAM, establishing an infrastructure to monitor CAM use, and developing CAM education are important goals. Golnick said, it's important that families be involved in this process, end quote. Okay, now, as I said earlier, my guest today is going to be John M. Kennedy, M.D. When we come back from break, I will continue and have our interview. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. This portion of the program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies in Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, and call our number for remote appointments or face-to-face ones. That's 866-472-6094. That is 866-472-6094. You can hear us. You are hearing us live on the internet. And we'll be back with John M. Kennedy, M.D., co-author of The 15-Minute Heart Cure, The Natural Way to Release Stress and Heal Your Heart in just 15 minutes a day.
AchieveRadio.com.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Yes, you are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Now, remember on my site, www.amtherapies.com, you can preview and purchase the book I co-authored called 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. My chapter is Naturopathy. We are talking, as soon as I do the bio, we'll be talking with John M. Kennedy, MD, co-author of The 15-Minute Heart Cure, The Natural Way to Release Stress and Heal Your Heart in Just 15 Minutes a Day. John M. Kennedy, MD, is the Medical Director of Preventive Cardiology and Wellness at Marina Del Rey Hospital in California. He is on the board of directors for the American Heart Association and speaks regularly on their behalf. Kennedy has appeared on the Discovery Channel, KNBC, and other national television and radio programs to promote health care. He regularly lectures on managing stress and has instituted the Breathe program at Sinaloa Middle School in Novato, California. Boy, am I getting a test today. Kennedy writes often on all issues related to stress and heart disease and has recently created Breathe for Company Wellness, a corporate wellness program which features a private social media component. Good evening, Dr. Kennedy. How are you?
Good evening, Parthenia. I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful. Glad to have you on. What is the weather like out there where you are?
You know, it's a little bit overcast today, but this morning it was sunny. It was beautiful.
Okay. Well, I had to ask.
Looks like we're expecting a little rain.
Ah, okay. Well, we're expecting quite a storm that is supposed to have snow, tornado possibilities, and all that kind of thing. So I just thought I'd inquire.
Yeah. It's overcast but warm. So
very
sorry
good,
to rub it in.
That's okay. That's okay. Why don't you give us a little background information before we get into the book itself? Where are you from, for example?
Yeah, I grew up in Northern California. I grew up in Sonoma, which is wine country. Beautiful place to grow up. It looks sort of like Northern Italy in Tuscany. It's beautiful.
Oh, wonderful. And what sparked your interest in medicine?
I was a young lad in my high school science class, and my best friend's father came to our class and lectured about the heart, and I fell in love with the heart. And one day I woke up and I was a heart doctor.
Oh, just like that, one day you woke up. Well, okay, well, what about your interest in alternative medicine? How did that get incorporated in your cardiology?
Yeah, lots of different experiences in my life, but the first was probably my parents. My mother and father were very involved and interested in holistic alternative medicine, and so I had that influence throughout my life. And I, in medical school, was very interested in how emotional stress affected our health, and in particular how it affected our heart. And then I became friends with and colleagues with a really impressive person in the field of alternative medicine, and that is Martin Rossman, MD, who's written a couple great books. One's called Guided Imagery for Self-Healing, and the other's called Healing Cancer from Within. It's a really incredible book. And then I became friends with just an amazing mentor, an impressive person who is just he's as beautiful as a writer as he is a person, and that's Dean Ornish. And so all these influences sort of I've had throughout my life, and it's why I think it's very important to include alternative medicine in the holistic approach to medicine, in particular cardiology.
Yeah, very good. How did you come up with your technique particularly?
Yeah, so first of all, there's a huge body of medical literature now showing how emotional stress directly impacts cardiovascular disease. And as a cardiologist, I'm an invasive cardiologist, so I practice Western medicine. I put pacemakers in, I do surgery, I put stents in people's hearts when they're in the throes of a heart attack. But I also believe strongly in having a balance of alternative medicine. And I've seen literally thousands of examples of people who have had stressful life events precipitate cardiac events. And there's an equal, examples would include, I've seen attorneys on the day of their court trial have massive heart attacks. I've seen teachers on back to school night dealing with, disgruntled parents have rapid palpitations. And I've seen, plumbers dealing with angry clients who develop pulmonary edema, which is fluid in their lungs from a failing heart. And so all of these examples of stress and how it relates to their heart inspired me to create this relaxation technique, which protects your heart, and it's called the BREATHE technique. And BREATHE is an acronym for a 7-step relaxation technique, and it combines 2 proven forms of relaxation therapy, guided imagery and breath work. And B, if you'd like me to go through it again, it's B is for begin. You want to start in the same place every day. You want to develop a routine, just like every, great exercise, there's a formal beginning. And then R is for relax. And we know that relaxation is more than just, kicking back on your couch and sitting in your most comfortable beanbag chair. It actually requires focused, conscious breathing, which I'm sure that you talk about on your awesome show. And when you relax, you want to take 7 deep breaths, just like the number of letters in the word breathe, in through your nose and out through your mouth. And you want to extend your exhalation, because that's what elicits the relaxation response, which is the opposite of the stress response. And then E in breathe is for envision. And there are a number of exercises in the 15-minute heart cure that use healing metaphors that relate different heart parts to different beautiful images. And as you practice, you recall these images, and you can call on them when you're faced with one of life's unexpected challenges. A is for apply, and apply is exactly that. You want to apply this technique when you feel stressed, when you feel a knot in your stomach, when you have to give a public presentation or you get stuck in traffic. You want to apply these techniques, call on these images so that you can diffuse the stress response in our body. T is for treat. When we do this, when we relax, when we learn to effectively elicit the relaxation response, which is the opposite of the stress response, it's a treatment. It should be looked forward to. It'll make you feel good. It'll make you feel like you feel when you've exercised. This sort of feeling of runner's high can be elicited by doing the breathe technique. So you want to look at it as something that's a treatment and a pleasurable experience rather than a duty or a chore. And then H in breathe is healing. This is a healing exercise. This stimulates the exact opposite of the stress response. It lowers your blood pressure. It lowers your heart rate. It decreases inflammation. And E is end. And as you end your exercise, just like every formal exercise, you want to have a formal beginning and ending, and you want to recall and summarize all the heart healing metaphors that you concentrated on in this breathe exercise. And you want to start your day rejuvenated and relaxed and ready to execute all the great things ahead of you.
Well, now I think it's important that we make clear who the breathe technique is for. Is it just for the cardiac patient, or is it something that everyone can take advantage of?
Well, everyone can take advantage of it, and there are. And I'm a cardiologist, and so I started looking at all the literature, and I said, wow, there's a growing body of evidence showing how not only is stress bad for your heart, but relaxation is good. And what's interesting about the relaxation data is that it's impressive. I mean, there's transcendental meditation that lowers blood pressure. There's a huge meta-analysis looking at 27 studies showing how people who learned relaxation therapies decreased their incidence of palpitations, decreased angina, decreased congestive heart failure. But the simple self-directed tools to relax were few and far between. And so I started out teaching my patients the breathe technique. But in my book, The 15-Minute Heart Cure, I show how it's applicable to everyone. And one of the chapters that I think is really important to everyone and shows how it's applicable to everyone is the chapter called
Breathe for Everyone. Chapter 7.
Breathe for Everyone. And exactly, chapter 7. And then there's another chapter that I like for everyone is it's called Is Heart Disease Contagious?
Yes.
Because as a cardiologist, I talk a lot to my patients, but then I see how the stress of the illness of a loved one, you know, sort of sweeps through the family like a wave. And so even though they may be otherwise healthy, it really, you know, takes a toll on your health, and in particular, your heart. And so there are exercises throughout the book that are for everyone.
Well, now, I also want to let people know that the book is not – well, it flows like a nice, you know, a great novel. It's not a very technical book that is hard to get through. So they can definitely look forward to an enjoyable read. Could we just sort of touch on the different chapters in certain ways so that we can let the listeners have a good idea of what they can expect? First, I want to just read what the chapter headings are, and because you have 11 different chapters, and that'll give them one general overview, and then we can touch on as many of the chapters as we can. Chapter 1, The Heart Cold Facts. Yes, he does have a sense of humor. 2, Breathe, B-R-E-A-T-H-E. Chapter 3, Treating and Preventing Congestive Heart Failure. Chapter 4, Treating and Preventing Heart Attacks. 5, Treating and Preventing Arrhythmias. 6, Treating and Preventing Valve Disease. 7, B-R-E-A-T-H-E for everyone. 8, Fast Help, Stressed Out and Overloaded. Chapter 9 is Heart Disease Contagious. Chapter 10, Stress and Cardiac Zebras. And Chapter 11, Heartwarming Stories. I love the way you've entitled this. Oh, and I think I should mention your co-author, Jason Jennings.
Yes.
Very good. Is there anything you would like to say on his behalf?
Yeah, Jason is a good friend of mine, and he's someone who really helped me shepherd the book. He is a really important person in this whole process, because when I started, I had this idea in this book and the breathe technique that I was already using and doing research on, and I went to him. He's a friend, and I knew he was an author and a famous author, but I didn't even know what he wrote. But when I learned that he lectured to corporate America, I thought, wow, what a great person to have for a voice to people that are very stressed today. And so he's been great in helping out. He's a very, very prolific and successful business author and leadership author.
Okay, good. So now, ladies and gentlemen, the 15-minute heart cure. We're going to give you some inside information right from the horse's mouth, so to speak. why don't we start with Chapter 1, The Heart Cold Facts. What is your objective in that chapter?
Yeah, The Heart Cold Facts, I write that because I want everyone to know that heart disease is the number one killer in America, despite our advances in technology. But I also want you to know that a lot of the deaths from cardiovascular disease can be prevented, and a lot of them can be prevented in terms of our diet, exercise, and in particular, stress management. And I point out that stress, emotional stress now, is an independent predictor of cardiovascular disease, and it has to be addressed. And when we get stressed, I tell you in this chapter that there's two effects that stress has on our heart. One, there's a direct toxic effect where when we stimulate the fight or flight response, we release stress hormones, adrenaline and cortisol, that directly attack our delicate cardiovascular tissue. But also, stress has an indirect effect on our cardiovascular health, and that is when we go through life at breakneck speed with all of our BlackBerries and emails and text messages, when we ignore the signs of stress, we tend to exercise less, we tend to eat comfort foods, we tend to mask the signs of stress with alcohol and smoking, all of which create the perfect storm for cardiovascular disease. So that's what I try to point out in that chapter.
Excellent. Okay, B-R-E-A-T-H-E, Chapter 2. Well, you thought I was just practicing?
It's great. No, I love it. Breathe, B-R-E-A-T-H-E, is the acronym, is the actual tool that I describe in the book. And I combine guided imagery, which is a proven form of relaxation therapy, and breath work, which is very similar to pranayama breathing, and it elicits the opposite of the stress response. And I show where this whole concept comes from. I review the literature on relaxation therapy and how it protects your heart. And I also talk a lot about, like, ancient history. I talk about mana, and I talk about pranayama, and I talk about ruah. And I talk about how that relates to breathing. And I also talk about in this chapter how we there's sort of this paradox. I'm a parent, and I have two beautiful little girls, and I remember how stressed out I was about my baby's first breath. And we really ruminate and perseverate a lot about that when you're a new parent. You think, oh, my God, my baby has to take their first breath, and you're so worried about it. And then they take their first breath, which marks the beginning of this what I call the conversation between your heart and your brain. And many of us go through life never acknowledging our breath again. And I think it's interesting that breathing is what connects our heart and our brain. If we learn how to do it consciously, we can actually elicit the relaxation response and connect our heart and brain and learn to relax and protect our heart against stress. That's what I cover in that chapter.
Why 15 minutes? I meant to ask you that before.
Yeah. You know, 15 minutes, I think, is the right amount of time. A right amount of time to really develop the neural network between your heart and your brain. I think it's just like toning your muscles in the gym. I think 2 minutes is great. I think 5 minutes is better. I think 10 minutes is outstanding. And if you can do it for 15 minutes, you're really going to learn how to hone the skill. And you're going to start seeing things like, wow, I handled that stressful situation incredibly well. I feel more relaxed. You'll start seeing lower blood pressure, lower heart rate, and you'll deal with life's unexpected challenges much more effectively. So 15 minutes, I've shown that's really the amount of time. If you do it regularly, it's really the amount of time that you'll get the best results.
Excellent. Okay, treating and preventing congestive heart failure.
Yeah, and I can kind of lump these chapters. And what I did, and I tried to, it's sort of I like that you're saying it's coming from the horse's mouth. And the way I constructed the book is these four chapters, treating congestive heart failure, heart attacks, arrhythmias, and valve disease, is the heart of the book. And the heart of the book, what I'm doing is describing the four heart parts. There's only four parts to your heart. It's real simple. It seems complex and glamorous and sometimes kind of, complex, but it's really not. Your heart is simple, and it has only four parts. The heart muscle, when it doesn't work correctly, causes congestive heart failure, which is where the heart loses its ability to pump blood forward to the brain and the rest of the body. The next chapter is heart attacks. And when we have a heart attack, the part of the heart that becomes troubled is the coronary arteries, which are these tubes that bring the blood to the heart muscle. And when they get blocked or obstructed, they prevent flow to the muscle and cause a heart attack. And then the third part of your heart is the electrical system. And when the electrical system or the electrical wiring of our heart gets disrupted, it causes abnormal heart rhythms or arrhythmias. And then the valves of our heart are these doorways that connect the four chambers of the heart. Our heart is sort of like a four-roomed house, two upper rooms and two lower rooms. And what connects them are these saloon-like doors. And when those valves get troubled, they cause problems with shortness of breath and chest pain and so forth. And so what I show you in the book is that stress can precipitate a problem in any one of those heart parts. And even though those are big words, congestive heart failure, heart attack, arrhythmias, and valve disease, that they're really describing the four heart parts, and they represent the heart of the book. And one other thing I'll mention, which I think, and I appreciate your compliment about how the book reads, is I made the book, it's in storytelling format. It's about stories of people who have stressful life events and then and how the stressful life event precipitates a problem with one of those heart parts.
Very good. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Oh, I thought I lost
hello?
You, my goodness. Yes, hello?
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 Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. See, they lost me once tonight, so I thought I was lost again. Oh, my goodness. People bear
with me. We found each other. How stressful.
Yes. Live radio. What can you do? Okay. We're going to go to break in about, I guess, 50 seconds, but I wanted to go ahead and we can introduce the BREATHE for everyone and then finish it up when we get back from break.
Outstanding.
So that chapter is going to – that's okay. Never mind. No, that's all right. Relax. Folks, you're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, here on Achieve Radio. And you can follow me on Twitter. Now, when you go to my site in the future, www.amtherapies.com, you're going to find some new information, herb, asana, and meditative practice tips on that homepage. And they'll correspond with the herb, asana, and meditative tip from the show that week. That'll be a new feature for you to look forward to. And we'll be back with John M. Kennedy, MD, co-author of The 15-Minute Heart Cure, Natural Way to Release Stress and Heal Your Heart in 15 Minutes.
PowerHits.com.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Check the website to see who we will have as our guest next week, March 3, 2010. At the end of that program, we will discuss the herb olive leaf and the asana Parsva Upavista Konasana. We are back with John M. Kennedy, MD, co-author of The 15-Minute Heart Cure, The Natural Way to Release Stress and Heal Your Heart in Just 15 Minutes a Day. Call 888-235-7374. That is 888-235-7374 to ask a question of my guest. Okay, we were getting ready to introduce that chapter. Well, you have given us the actual steps, but explain how it not only benefits the average cardiac patient, but it can benefit everyday people.
Yeah. You know, we all have stress in our lives, and we may, you know, what's stressful to me may not be stressful to you, Parthenia, but we all have stress in our lives, and regardless of the stress, and again, this is a human universal language, I call it, you know, the conversation that goes on between the heart and the brain. There's the millions of signals that go from our heart to our brain every day and millions that go from our brain to our heart, and what I teach in this chapter is I say, look, a lot of us go through life saying, hey, we're not stressed. And we are. And one of the examples, or many of the examples I give, include workplace stress because, you know, most of us have to work and there's stress at work, whether it's dealing with somebody that we don't necessarily get along with or it's because we have too much to do and too little time, we get stressed. And what we need to learn and what I try to, the common theme throughout the book is this conversation that goes on between our heart and our brain. And what I teach is that when we get stressed, we have a feeling that we get. It's either a knot in our stomach or a dry mouth or sweaty palms. And that is the cue that this conversation is going on, and it's also an invitation for us to participate in that conversation to stop stress in its tracks. And I teach you in this chapter that all of us have this ability to turn that switch from being stressed in this hormonal storm of stress to one of relaxation that can potentially diffuse and attenuate stress and protect our heart. And I give examples of, you know, the white coat syndrome and how people are often in denial about, you know, what stress really does to our bodies. And I talk about, you know, workplace stress, and I talk about how important it is to leave work at home and to enjoy your life outside of work. And I also talk about how important it is to take a vacation, and a real vacation, you know, where you turn your BlackBerry off, where you just put work aside and you actually practice relaxation therapy, conscious, controlled relaxation, because that's good for your heart.
Well, now, what are some differences between men and women, young people and older people,
mm-hmm.
when it comes to how they deal with stress or how they should deal with stress?
Well, I'll take your first question. That's a great question. You know, is there gender differences with stress? And then the second question is, you know, how do kids or does it affect, different ages differently? And, I'll start with the kids first because that just seems chronologically better. Kids in this country, we know that 90% of kids that are 12 years old in America have the beginnings of atherosclerosis, which is the disease that causes heart disease. So very early on, this disease starts, and it has a very long asymptomatic lag time. And like I said earlier, stress is an independent predictor of heart disease. And although I don't talk about it in this book, you mentioned it at the very beginning when you introduced me, there's a school up in Northern California that uses the breathe technique in their school curriculum. And these kids are learning how to use the breathe technique, and they're showing that these kids are in the principal's office less, they're concentrating better, they're focusing better, they're doing better in sports, they're doing better on their academic careers, they're staying, you know, out of the principal's office, they're executing and focusing and concentrating better using the breathe technique. And what I like about it is they're using it to help them with specific tasks and dealing with stress. And what's neat for me is I know that if they learn these ways to cope with stress, effective ways to cope with stress early, like the breathe technique, it will pay dividends on their cardiovascular health in the future. Because stress, we know, is an independent predictor of cardiovascular disease.
Wow.
So that's the kids part of it. It affects all of us. And we all have stress, and most of us, like I said, 90% of us have the beginnings of atherosclerosis that we can prove in 12-year-old kids. So teach kids early because it will help you, just like, you know, controlling stress, I believe, is as important as treating blood pressure, cholesterol, and diabetes. So that's what I feel about.
Yeah, and it also seems so important with young people because they feel more helpless, I would imagine, than adults having, because they have less control over pretty much all aspects of their life.
Exactly, and I just met with a focus group up there. There were 20 kids, and we went around the room. We said, you know, what's the breathe technique to you, and how are you using it? And there were kids, you know, that used it, you know, for their arts performance. There, you know, one boy was telling me how he used it before. He had a recital, piano recital. Another kid used it for, you know, his fear of flights. His family travels a lot, and he's really scared of flying, and he uses the breathe technique before he flies. Another kid talked about it helped him with his anger. I mean, it's a really helpful tool that you can call on when you're stressed in life, whether it's performing or it's, you know, dealing with test anxiety or dealing with peer pressure or parental pressure. So it's great for kids, and I think it's going to pay dividends again on their cardiovascular health in the future.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And then your other question was about gender differences, and in the cardiology literature, it's interesting. Women tend to develop depression and anxiety more than men, although it's seen in both sexes, but more in women than men. And we know that depression and anxiety are, again, risk factors for cardiovascular disease. And when we get depressed, what happens internally is our inflammatory markers go up. Our body develops a state of inflammation, and inflammation, we think, is what the link is between depression and cardiovascular disease. So women tend to get depressed more, and that's what we think the link is, and anxiety, again, more common in women. There's also data on panic attacks, and women in particular that have panic attacks have a higher cardiovascular mortality. So the breathe techniques helps in those two situations. Men, at least most of the data in men, looks at emotional stress in terms of hostility and anger. And men that have, for example, road rage or have problems with their hot tempers have a much higher cardiovascular mortality. But both depression, anxiety, hostility, and anger are an emotional stress response, are often responses to emotional stress. And again, that's kind of the most compelling gender differences in terms of how it affects our cardiovascular health.
Now, how do you find the older generation handling stress and their health?
You know what? I take care. I would say, you know, 70% of my practice is there are patients over 65, and they have really enjoyed, you know, learning this information. What's neat about it is you can, you know, teach. I won't say an old dog, but not a young dog.
We already thought it.
And you know, we all have this switch in our brain that allows us to deal effectively with stress, and it also attenuates, it diffuses our stress response, which protects our heart. And you know, I use this example all the time, but you know, the pilot that landed successfully on the Hudson River, I imagine what that must have been like, hovering above a sea of skyscrapers and a bustling city beneath you, and you have to figure out a way to land this plane with the least amount of casualties. I mean, that was his, you know, focus. And when you talk to him about it, he talks about how, you know, hey, were you praying? What were you doing? He said, I didn't have time to pray. He's focusing and concentrating. He's using this part of your brain that is developed when you use the breathe technique, and he's able to literally find calm in this unbelievably stressful storm, and is able to execute something with precision that's never been done before. It's amazing. And we do that as cardiologists. We are called in the middle of the night for people that are in the throes of a heart attack, and we have 90 minutes to open the artery that's causing a heart attack. And consistently, we're able to concentrate and focus and open this artery and, you know, create literally order out of chaos. And so we're using that same part of our brain, and everybody has the ability to develop that skill.
Well, now let's go on to Fast Help, Stressed Out and Overloaded. We've talked about it, you know, but I want to let them know what to expect in the book.
Yeah. So Stressed Out and Overloaded is kind of what I just alluded to. But you know, some of the best examples of people that deal with stress effectively day in and day out are professional athletes. You know, the Nadals of tennis, or the you know, the Williams sisters, or the Michael Phelps, or the Natalie Coughlins of Olympic swimming. They're all using this skill consistently when they're under tremendous pressure to execute with precision. And this doesn't come from just they practice breathing, you know, one time and then they succeed. They do this all the time, and they practice it consistently, and they visualize and they breathe. If you watch the Winter Olympics now, some of the great examples that are using this consistently are the biathletes that, cross country ski to a target, and then they shoot this gun with incredible precision, and they're using the same skill. They're visualizing and they're breathing, and they're controlling their body's stress response. And what I teach in Just Out and Overloaded is how you can call on this skill when you've practiced it consistently to help you deal with a stressful situation.
Okay, hold that thought. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. We'll be back with Dr. John M. Kennedy, co-author of The 15-Minute Heart Cure, The Natural Way to Release Stress and Heal Your Heart in Just 15 Minutes a Day. And please, follow me on Twitter. I'm Alternative Medi.
PowerHits.com.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Remember my book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. Purchase it on my site. We are back with Dr. John M. Kennedy, co-author of The 15-Minute Heart Cure, The Natural Way to Release Stress and Heal Your Heart in Just 15 Minutes. Call 888-235-7374 with your questions. Okay, did we satisfactorily highlight chapter 8? Let's go on to chapter 9, which you already touched on.
Yeah. I'll mention a couple other things. Chapter 9 is called Is Heart Disease Contagious? And as a cardiologist, I see daily, patients who are have their families at their bedside in the ICU, for example, after bypass surgery or after having a heart attack. And I see how this love is so strong for your loved ones when they're ill, and how the stress affects the family, the stress of worrying about the health of your loved one. And I've seen actually how that stress can actually affect the health of the family members, and they can actually develop problems. I've had people pass out in the hospital rooms. I've had people develop rapid palpitations. I've had even people, spouses admitted to the hospital at the same time because they're so stressed and worried about the health of their loved one. So there's this really strong bond that and the stress that's created by the worry of your loved one that can affect your heart. I talk about it. Is heart disease contagious in that way? And there's data showing interesting data called the caretaker effect, where spouses that are married for 30 years, one of the spouses dies, and the other that is left after their death develops heart disease. In fact, their mortality goes up by 50% in the next six months. And so this is a real thing that's created by stress, and these people can be otherwise healthy. So there's a profound stress response and how it profoundly affects our cardiovascular health. There's also a lot of data now on marital arguing patterns. In marriages that are difficult, and there's often arguing, women in particular who repress their feelings have a higher cardiovascular mortality. And so it's another example of how these close personal relationships can be harmful to our heart. And so in this chapter, I talk about how important it is to recognize that this stress that's developed when you're worried about a loved one or living with a loved one and arguing, how that stress can directly affect your heart, and how you need to learn effective ways to relax to protect your heart.
Okay, we're getting close to the end of the hour, but I do want us to touch on this stress and cardiac zebras, Occam's razor. I think it's rather clever. So can we give them a little bit of information about that chapter?
Sure. Stress and cardiac zebras, it's interesting. This chapter is kind of a mini book. When we see things in the emergency room, one of the things you learn right away in medical school is that common things are common. And when you hear horse hoofs, it's horses, not zebras. So, for example, when someone has chest pain, it's a very common diagnosis I see every day. We think of blocked coronary arteries and coronary artery disease. But every once in a while, a zebra comes through the emergency room door, something that has the same symptoms but is a much less likely and much more rare diagnosis. And that's what I talk about in this chapter. But I talk about how the zebras and horses drink from the same trough, meaning that stress affects these conditions in the same way that affects common conditions. And relaxation therapies protect you in these rare conditions the same way that they protect the common conditions. So that's what I talk about in this chapter.
Well, now, before we go much further along, I want to get your contact information and your website. So could you share your web address and any other contact information?
Yeah, absolutely. There are two websites that are filled with really neat preventive cardiology information. One is John M. Kennedy, MD.com. It has a number of great articles that are helpful. And I would love to hear from you if you have questions. I'm John at johnmkennedymd.com. And then there's a great website for the book itself called The 15-Minute Heart Cure, the and then the number, 15-Minute Heart Cure. And that has a number of things you can read more about the book and so forth. And it looks there's testimonials and so forth on that site.
Okay, well, you know, why don't you share with us what I call your final words of wisdom? If you were to, you know, capsulize your message.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that the premise of the book is that, you know, stress is bad for our heart, so it stands to reason that relaxation is good. And there's a growing body of literature showing how relaxation therapy directly protects our heart. And the tools, however, are few and far between, and that's why I created the Breathe Technique. And the Breathe Technique is a simple 7-step process that can help you protect your heart. And it's an acronym, Breathe, B-R-E-A-T-H-E, and it's what connects our heart and our brain, and it's basically the language and the tools that you need to participate in that conversation when we get stressed and stop stress in its tracks.
Well, thank you so much for writing your book and sharing this time with us. And best of luck with it. It's a wonderful book.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay, folks, now it's time for our herb of the day. Today's herb is oat straw. According to Bach and Bach, who you know is my resource and reference for these, the part of the plant used medicinally is the whole plant. Phytochemicals include beta-carotene, beta-cystosterol, caffeic acid, chlorophyll, limonene, vanillic acid. Some of the nutrients include calcium, folate, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, zinc, vitamins A, B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, and E. According to Balk and Balk, it acts as an antidepressant and restorative nerve tonic, increases perspiration, helps ease insomnia, and good for bedwetting, depression, stress, and skin disorders. For our asana, Upavista Konasana. You sit in Dandasana, spread both legs simultaneously wide apart. Keep the knees and toes facing up and the knees straight. Again, this is Iyengar. Press the fingertips into the floor beside the hips and draw the trunk up. Check that the legs are equidistant from the trunk. Extend the inner legs and the inner edges of the feet forward and draw the outer legs slightly back. Stretch the feet up. Lean forward and extend the arms toward the feet. Make a ring around the big toes with the thumbs, index, and middle fingers. Straighten the arms. Pull the hips and trunk forward and up. Make the back concave. Raise the head and look up. Stay for 2 to 3 breaths. Exhale, bend forward, the trunk toward the floor, pulling on the big toes, and at the same time resisting the pull. Move the waist and chest forward, then take the shoulders and upper chest down. Rest the head on the floor, stay for 20 to 30 seconds, breathing evenly. Inhale, come up, bring the legs together. Ah, that's a wonderful pose, posture. Okay. You have been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard, at Achieve Radio on the Internet. Check the website to see who my guest will be next week, March 3, 2010, www.amtherapies.com. And at the end of next week's program, we will discuss the herb olive leaf and the asana Parsva Upavista Konasana. You can use the link on my site to listen to the program live on your computer, iPod, cell phone, BlackBerry, Wednesdays at 6:03 p.m. Second Wednesdays with Monique Chapman, with Monique's Moments at the end of the program, her next visit, March 10, 2010. And the show rebroadcasts Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. There's a link for advertising on the program, Wellness, Wholeness, and wisdom. Be well.
PowerHits.com.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative Medicine Therapies like Iridology, Kinesiology, Reflexology, Energy Medicine, which includes Qi Light Therapy, Acupressure, and Psychological Consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when Alternative Medicine Therapies with Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com.
Or call 610-658-0135. Alternative Medicine Therapies.
Enjoy the benefits of deep yoga breathing by incorporating oxygen aromatherapy into your exercise, your business, or your life. www.o2planet.com offers the world's best-selling recreational oxygen maker, the Aroma O2. Buy one for yourself and enjoy relaxing aromatherapy oxygen sessions at home, office, or business. Benefits include increased energy, sounder sleep, sharper mind, and deep relaxation. It's perfect for that 3 p.m. slump and gives you a healthy lift without sugar or caffeine. Make money with oxygen by selling aromatherapy oxygen sessions for $1 a minute. Add an oxygen bar for profits in your business, travel, and provide oxygen bars for parties, fairs, or concerts, or become an O2 Planet dealer with a qualifying purchase. It's a great time to bring some oxygen into your life. Visit www.o2planet.com for more information. That's www.2planet.com. www.o2planet.com.